Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 19th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 2.5 cents, closing at 380.5. March beans up a nickel, closing at 897.25. And March wheat down 1.5 cents, closing at 565.25. Well, the wheat and the beans pretty much opened up on their lows. And then we had a 13-cent rally in the beans and a 12, almost a 13-cent rally in the wheat. The corn only rallied 2 cents off its lows. Despite the rally, it was really kind of a quiet nothing day in here. It looks like, you know, once the beans opened lower, the crush number, which was out, was really strong, a record for January. And that seems to be the excuse everybody's using. Now, was it the crush report? Was it Chinese buying on the lows? Was it fund buying? Really hard to tell. We certainly expect, if the Chinese are going to be buyers in here, that it should be by Monday or Tuesday of next week. Who bought the wheat, rallied the wheat 12 cents? Really don't know. Again, was it funds? Was it the Chinese? Again, maybe we'll know in the next couple of days. Corn just couldn't really do anything here today. Pretty tight range, less than 4 cents. It looked like the funds were buying beans and selling some corn, but really nothing specific out here. We certainly expect the Chinese to live up to some portion of their phase one agreements out here. But with the dollar, a strong dollar made a new contract high and high close. It's up 27 ticks at 99.60, two off the high today. So the dollar is very strong, and that keeps me a little bit on the defensive on these grain markets, thinking that it's going to be hard for them to maintain a rally with the dollar this strong. Now, interestingly enough, in March corn, the last 14 trading days, we've traded at 380 during the day. I don't know. I can't remember a range that tight in ages. Obviously, if we can break out of this range to the upside, it would be great, get some momentum. But, you know, we're going to need some positive news to do that. We're, you know, everybody's looking forward to the ag outlook on Friday. You know, everybody's going to be coming out with ranges, high range, low range, average range. And, you know, it's still, depending on what it comes out, we could have, you know, huge carryouts in the corn if it's a big number. We could have huge carryouts in the beans again. So it's really anybody's guess what these reports are going to say. Certainly, I think there's going to be bigger acres, more production. The question will become, what are they going to do with demand? Are they going to put in Chinese demand? Or are they going to leave it out? I think if they leave it in, the carryouts could be a little bit more under control. But we'll just have to wait and see what they come up with on Friday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.